All summer long, Warner Brothers has been trying to release Christopher Nolan's new film, Tenet. It finally opens in theaters this week, starting overseas. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
It's all about timing with Tenet. The action thriller stars John David Washington as a secret agent who inverts time to try to save the world.
Why does it feel so strange?
You're not shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
Whoa.
To open in theaters, Tenet had to bend time, too. It was originally slated to open in July, but was repeatedly delayed as the coronavirus pandemic shuttered cinemas around the globe. Now that theaters have reopened, Warner Brothers is releasing the film in Canada, South Korea, and much of Europe. Next week, it opens in select American cities, though not L.A. or New York.
They wanted enough available theaters to make it worth their while that over the long term, they can make their money back. This was not an inexpensive movie.
Paul Dergarabedian, a senior media analyst for Comscore, says the $200 million plus movie is not the first big film to open overseas before domestically. Think The Avengers or the Fast and Furious franchise. But he says Tenet is seen as the big American studio film that might lure people back to theaters around the world.